I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Muslim Lady. Thank you very much for joining us and tuning into another episode of the show for our listeners who have been with us through the journey of Muslim Lady here on IRIB English Radio. I'm sure you all know that regularly our discussions would be with Sister Razia Shamili. We have touched upon some really important and significant topics regarding Muslim women and how we can improve our lives in the direction of practicing Islam and reaching our full potential as Muslim ladies. Topics such as working mom, single parents, depression, religion and faith and its effects on mental health, motherhood, pregnancy, spousal relationships, dealing with in-laws, and so many more topics that I frankly can't remember right now. You are going to have to check out our archive, have been discussed on this show. Now, today, with the Muslim Lady team, we decided to make it a point, right? Since we're going to be talking about the dignity and the position of women, of a Muslim lady, or of women in general, we've decided to make it a point to ask for the opinions and explanations of a male clergy. That's why I am honored to announce to everyone that in the studio with me, I have Brother Sayyid Mohsen Naqawi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so very much for being with us, brother, for sharing with us your time. Today on Muslim Lady, we're going to be discussing a very pivotal point and a very significant, a profound aspect that we can approach the whole topic of a Muslim woman's position. But unfortunately, or for whatever the reason, I feel like it's still year 2020 and it hasn't been discussed enough. So this is going to be the position of women in the household. Now, there is no dispute, there is no argument that the household, the family, is the arena in which a woman and her position is best manifested, right? Yet, however, in the 21st century, the position of a woman, the role of a woman, the identity of a woman is still compromised by prejudice, by certain traditions and cultures and, you know, like, I don't want to call it this, but that's what it is, the patriarchy, quote unquote. Why is that?
Well, we can see this, this ideology was before Islam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started to preaching the Islam, he started struggling against this ideology. And even though that we are living in 21st century, and as you said, it's 2020, like it's been 20 years above the 2,000 years.
So. Exactly.
Still, we have the same idea, and that is because we are ignorant about the reason that why were we created. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. And because we don't have our attentions towards where we came from, where we live, and where we're going to go. So that's why people, especially men who think that they are more stronger and like physically they are stronger than the women. So they try to show their powers and they try to basically emphasize and force their own ideology over the world. So that's why we see these things in the world today. In the Quran, when we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we have not created the jinns and the humans except praying for us, except
and worshiping
to pray,
God.
Worshiping us. And what Allah means is, Allah means by this verse is that when He has created us, He wants us to live according to the rules that He has set for the humans. Because He is our creator, He sent us in this world to live, and there is a reason. And after this, we have a day of judgment, obviously, where we are answerable. The best verse that can explain that what is the basic role of woman or a man in the society or who they are is the chapter 30, verse 30, which is in terms of surah, the name of surah is Rum, and the verse is 30. So 30 is easy to remember, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have created all the human beings on my own fitrah. So He's referring to His own fitrah.
What does that mean?
Fitrah means, usually we translate it as innate
or nature. Yeah.
Nature is tabi'a,
yes,
in Arabic. Innate is a bit closer word. And this word itself means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He refers in Quran, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, that I put my own soul into the human,
right,
is basically He's telling us that the human, His creation, has two different things. One is the body that relates to this world, obviously this material world we want to live here. And this body have the worldly desires. And then there is a soul, which is referred towards the God, which is referred towards the, you can say, the creation of, or the, you can say, the type of angels.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, I have given my own soul to this human, He's referring to the creation of the human. And if we see, there are different types of creations. Like there are angels who cannot commit sins, and they are a type of a creation that never commits a sin. On the other hand, we have these animals or those material things that are in this world who have this habit of like bloodshed or corruption and all those things. And within the human, Allah has joined all those two things together. And that's what He refers to, that when I have created this human, this man, if we refer the word as a man, it's because of the human. It's not because of the
gender.
So when I created this man, it means that he has the ability to go far beyond these two creations, means angels and the
animals.
So with his power, with his way of creation, he can go beyond all this. And in Quran, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fourth chapter, which is named on the woman, Surah An-Nisa, the very first verse, if you see that, there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ, that, O people, he's talking to people, not the mu'mineen or kuffar or mushrikeen.
Women,
yeah. So in the Quran, we need to see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking, who is He
addressing,
talking to,
right,
addressing to? So here He says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, means O mankind.
Mm.
So He's talking to all mankind, regardless of like being the female gender or the male gender.
Right.
Being a Muslim, Christian, Judaist. So there's no difference in these people. So He's talking to all of them. اتقوا الله, اتقوا ربكم. You need to, you do not disobey your Lord or your
Be
nurture. الَّذِي هُوِهُ خَلَقَكُمْ, who has created you, مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدٍ, He has created you from one thing.
One essence.
Means there is no difference between the man and a woman. So the souls are the same.
Uh-huh,
there is no gender,
okay,
in the souls.
Right, got it. Okay.
So when He says He has created us with one essence, it means there is no gender difference between,
right,
the souls. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And then he has created couples out of this. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then he has created a lot of like
men,
the man and the woman.
Right.
So on the first place, when he's referring to words that from the one essence, he's referring towards the soul of the human itself. On the second stage, when he's talking about the man and woman, he's talking about this word that when I send this soul into this world with the body.
Mm-hmm. It took the body, the form
yes,
of men,
the
and it
form
took the form
of the
of
man
women.
And the form of the woman.
Got it.
But they were all created on the same
essence.
So there's no difference between man and woman. And then the best thing about it is the continuation of the verse. It says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Then you need to do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have any dispute among you, الَّذِي تَسْأَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. If you have any dispute, just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He has created you. So the point here is basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring towards two things. One is the major part or the major creation, the main thing, the core of the human body is the soul.
Right.
And that is who is basically traveling into times and into different alameen, different worlds. It's not the body. Body will remain here in this world and then we will just bury it and the animals or the ants and
the worms the, and the they
will eat
little
this,
creatures in the earth will
they will eat,
eat
this body. So this body has no subject.
Right.
The main thing is the soul. And when he is talking about the soul, that he has created us with the one thing, with one essence, it means that the man and woman has equal, you can say, they need to equally struggle in order to reach to the higher status, where mm-hmm. he wants us to be.
Right.
We have the examples in the Quran as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave different examples, like the example of Hazrat Maryam. He gave the example of Asiya. He gave the example of the mother of Hazrat Musa or Moses, on whom he has revealed his wahi.
Yes.
He did revelation when she was worried about her kid. In Islam, when you see the role of woman or the status of woman, you see that she is equal to the men. And there is no difference between these two. Yes, there is a difference in the roles. Obviously, the both of them, they have different roles in order to live this life, and they have different ways of living, and those things are more pointed or highlighted by the Western world today or the secular world today. Why? Because they forget about the spiritual part of this story or the main essence of the body, which is the soul. So they don't have anything to do with the soul, and the whole thing is about this, the body that we have. And they talk about this. And then we face these kinds of issues that you just referred to.
Who is the Lover? Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return. La ilaha
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.